Well, just before our pastor comes to lead the meeting, our brother, Mr. Roy McMillan, is going to come and say a few words. I know Mr. Johnson is trying to keep this very tight to time, but he may forget about it. I remember 1977. Coming to the old building, the hut, down the bottom of that slope, a Saturday. I'd been working in J.C. Brown's that morning, and I wanted to come.
Don't be stealing my shirt.
That's alright, sorry. I just want to tell them this one wee thing. I couldn't find Beverly Park. Beverly sounded far too posh for Newton Hards. And I was down at the lights there at the North Road on a push bike. It was bucketing with rain. And I heard a speaker and I followed it and I came to the church, the door. And I think they had just lifted the offering, because I remember Roy and the late Billy Holmes, or Brother Billy Holmes, coming out the door. And I remember thinking, boy, it's right about the buckets. So, it's a joy, Roy, and the rest of the meeting's yours, Roy.
And I don't even wonder I get confused between 37 and 73. Well, we have a good program in front of us, and I have 46 years to fill in, and 5 minutes. That's what I've been told, you have 5 minutes, Roy. But we'll start anyhow with the wee hut, the wee Red Cross Hall. That's where we met, up there, Red Cross Hall. A fellow called Alan Brown, he went to the martyrs, and we were in the martyrs too, and, well, him and I go look back a long way. We went to school together. I remember him coming round to my house, and he said to me, Roy, he says, what about a free church in Newton Ards, free Presbyterian church in Newton Ards? It took me back a bit. You know, if it had been a social club or maybe something other like that, but I said, aye, okay, go ahead. But a church? Oh, no, this is a big one. This is where God's people meet. This is where the Lord has to be honoured. And that was a big, big thing. And I said, well, Alan, like, we'd need to think about this and pray about this. Just couldn't take a decision there and then. Time went on anyhow, and I remember reading one day, Genesis 26 by Isaac, and it said that Isaac, he sojourned in this land because he wanted to go to another land, but the Lord said, Isaac, you sojourn in this land. And I thought about that, and I said to myself, I wonder, is this what the Lord wants? Newton Ards, church in Newton Ards, because there was plenty of churches in Newton Ards, big Presbyterian churches in those days, pretty well full of people, and there we were, what were we going to do? But anyhow, we got started. As I say, I'll have to get on, and if I forget things, please forgive me, because, as I say, time's gone on. And we met in the Orange Hall. That's where we started off, in the Orange Hall. Orange men were very good to us, very, very good. They just charged us £5 a week, and we had all the facilities. And there we were. We started off, Brother Jim, the Watson family, the Gibson family, the Milligan family, and a few others. I can remember the door opening one day, and this big man came in, Big Ed Graham, and the Graham family came. Remember Ed? And it was the Gilmer family. The Gilmer family came too. What a blessing that was. And then we had Billy Holmes came along with us. And then we had the Huddleston family. And that was more or less the nucleus there in the Orange Hall. And then other people started to come. But we got a student minister, big man, Trevor Baxter. And everybody knows Trevor. And what a blessing that was to us. He was a great encourager. Nothing seemed to daunt him. I mean, there was many times when it was maybe tough going, but Trevor kept his spirits up. But he used to always say to me, Roy, we'll have to get out of here. We'll have to get out of this Orange Hall. And right enough, I got out of the Orange Hall. But the wee hall from Hillsborough, I see Mr. Barnes sitting down here. Remember the old hall, Mr. Barnes? We bought that, and the doc, Dr. Paisley, he got us this ground here, all this ground, £1,000. And that was some deal. Of course, only the doc could have got that, you know, a Ballymena man. But no matter, we got it for £1,000. And there we were, and we got the wee hut, and we put the wee hut up down there, down at the bottom, down in front of this hall here, down at the bottom. And that's where we started off. And you know, the first tract that we ever had, we ever got printed, that's it there, Newton Arch Free Presbyterian Church, set for the defense of the gospel, and it tells you all about it, and times of services and whatnot else. That was our first little tract. So anyhow, we got the services going down in the wee hut, and we decided we'd have a mission. Who will we get? Well, there's the bomb of God, Mr. Elliott. We got those printed. Let us see now. Not much change. That was the wee bookmark we got, and we give those out around the town. Now, it was the 5th of February, 1978, till Sunday, the 26th of February, 1978. February. Boy, was it cold. Snow. We used to come here in the morning at 6 o'clock in the morning to have a prayer meeting. And we prayed in that wee hall. It was fantastic. Great mission. But before that, before the mission, I nearly forgot my sermon because you put me off, Stephen. But anyhow, when we opened the wee hall, what a day it was bucketing rain. Bucketing rain. And there we were, but the hall was packed. But anyhow, this wee fella come up from Greenville Street on the bike. The wee beetle haircut. You know the wee beetle haircuts I had? And he was soaked. Soaked. But I learned later on that he told me, he says, you know, I'd read about this man Paisley and I'd heard about this man Paisley and I wanted to hear him speak. And I decided I would come to the meeting. And he came to the meetings. And Mr. Elliott, after he had left us, he went to John Knox to have a mission a few weeks later. And I brought a Jim here, asked Stephen for to come to the meeting. And up he went to the meeting. And Mr. Baxter was there too. And Mr. Baxter led Stephen to the Lord. He was only a young boy, about 16. And what a blessing that was for us. Great indeed. And then we had other people came with us. It was the Kennedy family. They came. That was a great blessing to us too. Never forget that. They came along with us and we were delighted to have them. And other people came and we can remember them. We can remember them sincerely tonight. We wish they were here, but they're in a far better place. But anyhow, we started to build this church and we got the church built. Mr. Dunlop, he came then. And he preached. And we had good times too with Mr. Relop, no doubt about that, you know. I can always remember the time, where's Gordon? Gordon, we went down to, way down to Fermanagh, we took the young people there, down to Fermanagh into caravans. And we were in these caravans. And I remember the first night, there was Mr. Relop and Gordon and me in this caravan. And they were in the back of the caravan. And two beds, and I was in a wee room on my own in this bed. And anyhow, that's the way it was. And we got up the next morning, Mr. Love says to me, "Roy, you were going well that last night." He says, it was showing 7.5 in the Richter scale. You were snoring that much. But no matter, that was him, you know. But no matter, anyhow, as I say, We got the church built, and we continued on. And then Mr. Greenfield came. He came along with us. And that was good too. We got that. But I must tell you one wee thing here. There was a man in this town called Hugh D. Boyd. Now, Hugh D. Boyd was a rare character. He was a Newton Arch man. And he was a great man for Dr. Paisley, so he kept going to the martyrs, but he always had an interest in us. And one day I was down the town one Saturday morning, and GD drew up, and he called me over. He said, "Way into the paper shop and get me the Farmers Weekly or something in the newsletter and some papers." And so away I came, and he said to me, he said, "Get in there, get into the car." And I got into the car, and you know what he told me? He said, "Roy," he says, "I've a bit of money for you." Now, it was a bit of money. It was a bit of money that GD gave us. And we really do appreciate it. I can mention these people's names because they're no longer here, but I think it's just but right to say it, because these were men who helped us, and we'll never forget it. We always appreciate it. And that's how we got this building and whatnot else built. And then, as I say, Mr. Greenfield came, and then, well, Mr. Johnson came. Spurgeon. I'll call him Spurgeon. Oh, aye, indeed. I thank him for that. I thank God for him that he sent us our way. For the preaching that we get here is tremendous, and we always enjoy it. And you know, the committee had decided that we would build a new hall here, and we would fix the front. And you know, our good brother Billy Holmes, he supplied all the tiles for the front. I can say all these things. Billy's gone. Billy's dead. He's gone to heaven. Gone for his rewards. Give us all the tiles. But we started at the back, and it was all going to come to over 600,000. And you know, we paid that off in 4.5 years. That was tremendous. Now, we got gifts, and the people give sacrificially to the building fund. We appreciate it. The session and committee appreciate what the people in Newton Arch done for us. I don't think I could say much more. Just a thank you. But we'll say this. I'll say this about the ladies in our congregation. I would say they're second to none. And every occasion they rose to it, and they supplied the food for everything. Whenever funerals, special dues, no matter what it was, our women came to the fore. All the flowers, you see, supplied by the ladies here, lady in the congregation. Just can't mention her name. Maybe it'll embarrass her a wee bit, you know, but the flowers are always here, and as I say, the ladies did a tremendous job. And you'll see that. You'll see that tonight. When you go in there for your supper, you'll see a great feast. And that's the way it always was. And we do indeed thank you from the bottom of our hearts.